Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey there, friends, listeners, Side Hustle School community. Thank you for tuning in today. This is Chris Gelabo, your host, here to talk with you about monetizing your expertise, finding a way to make extra money without quitting your job, and by using a skill you already have. I got a question from a guy who wants to make money teaching people how to play video games. That's actually coming up next week. But I was thinking about it as I was working on today's episode, because one of the ways you can profit from your knowledge is through teaching or transferring that knowledge in some form, and specifically by compiling that knowledge into a detailed guide, report, or owner's manual of sorts, and then selling that material. So this is a kind of a tried and true model that has been around for many, many years. It's not going anywhere. It's definitely still relevant today. Will probably be relevant tomorrow and long into the future. So if you're looking for your next idea, this might be it. And to take it further, today's caller has a smart clarifying question. What kinds of guides or detailed reports or owner's manuals sell the best? Not all guides are created equal, so let's talk about that. Detailed question and my answer coming up in just 30 seconds.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hi, this is Kiliano calling from Toronto. I've heard a bunch of stories of someone writing an owner's manual or some other guide to a certain topic. Also, I think you used to sell guides like that, right? As for me, I like writing and would love to start getting some passive income. I don't know if I'm a subject matter expert in anything, but I am a quick learner. Before I race off to research and write something that no one wants, do some kinds of guides sell better than others? I assume the answer is yes, but how do I know the difference? I look forward to hearing any tips you might have.
Yes, I did used to sell guides like that. And maybe I will again at some point, because it is definitely a viable business. For me, I just kind of moved on because I work on projects that I'm excited about. And I was losing a little bit of interest just after having done it for so long. But as I said, it's a viable business for sure. So which guides sell better than others? Which kinds? Now, there's a clear answer here. The best guides, or again, it could be a report. There could be lots of different formats for this. The point is you're transferring knowledge or information, but let's just call them a guide. The best guides provide a blueprint to something specific and valuable. The buyer should be able to read and apply the information right away and receive a big benefit. So in other words, they should pay for this and immediately be able to apply it. One of my best-selling products of all time, which, as I said, I no longer sell, but it was called Frequent Flyer Master. And that was about a $50 report. And the promise of it was you can read this report you know, purchase it, apply the information today, and you'll be able to have, you know, at least 2 free plane tickets within a month, basically, probably less than that, you know, depending on how you take action and which path you pursue and such. So that was, you know, very specific, very valuable. And just thinking about it from the perspective of a buyer, something that I purchased, one time I purchased a guide to Google AdWords, which was also, I think, $50, maybe $100. And that was very valuable to me. I don't do any advertising now, but long, long ago, I was trying to hack the whole Google advertising market. And so this guide was very helpful. I could read it, apply it immediately, some specific lessons, and you know, it had a lot of value and use to me. So think about that question. You know, what can you share that will help people with something specific and valuable, you know, tangible and again, immediately applicable? Those are the guides that tend to sell really well. And of course, it helps if you can tie that benefit, whatever that valuable benefit is, you know, to something that has a high dollar value, like free plane tickets or like advertising, you know, being able to advertise effectively, spend less money on advertising, achieve a good return on investment, you know, that has a clear correlation to not just value in general, but specific value you can put a price tag on. So that helps a lot. It could be a lot of other things, but I think that is, you know, the broad answer of how you can apply this and develop your own guide or report or whatever you want to call it for sale. Good luck with that, Killian, and anybody else out there. Listeners, if you've got a question, sidehustleschool.com/questions. Let me know your ideas or what you're working on, and I would love to feature them to our whole community of amazing people. And thank you for being one of those people. We've got a new episode coming out tomorrow. I hope you'll come back. My name's Chris Guillebeau. This is Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.